But first, we're going to hear from a Newmarket Nordic walker who has won an award for her podcast. Have a listen to this.
Hello and welcome to Walking On Air, the podcast for the whole Nordic walking community, from beginner to instructor, wherever you are in the world. I'm Mary Tweed, an instructor with British Nordic Walking, and each week I will be discussing various topics with Nordic walkers who are experts in their own particular fields, covering a diverse range of topics about ways in which Nordic walking benefits health and well-being.
So that is Mary Tweed. Her broadcast, as you heard there, called Walking On Air, and came about, I think, because Mary couldn't get out to teach during the pandemic. Currently, she's on season 3 with more than 40 episodes. So award-winning Mary Tweed, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me on, and thank you for that lovely introduction.
No worries. It's your introduction as well, isn't it, as well, really? So tell me about the award before we talk about the podcast. Where was it? Who was it? What did you win?
Well, the award was, took place in Coventry at the new Coventry Building Society Arena, and it was presented to me by Prince Edward, the Duke of Wessex, who is president of the Community Sports and Recreation Awards, which celebrates grassroots organisations, volunteers mostly in the community doing things to help get the word out and get more people into activity. And I won the category of Inspiration for the Year for reaching lots of people with my podcast and inspiring them to take up Nordic walking.
Congratulations. You must have been so pleased.
I was so touched, and it was a complete surprise and a huge honour. So, no, I really enjoyed the day, and it was just great.
Brilliant. So was it a glamour affair? Was it a glamorous affair?
Yes, it was quite glamorous. There was glitter on the tables. There were little videos about each nominee, or each finalist, rather. And it was a delicious lunch as well. So that's always good.
Excellent. Did you put yourself forward? Did someone else put you forward?
Well, I'm a Nordic walking instructor, and I trained with British Nordic Walking, and we were all asked as instructors to try and submit ourselves for one of the categories, and so they backed me for this. So that's how it came about.
Well, it's brilliant for them, isn't it? Because it's all about raising the profile of Nordic walking.
Absolutely. It's still quite an unheard of form of exercise, but it's a very efficient and very effective form of exercise, which is easily accessible to everybody.
Now, I mean, most people will know what it looks like, I think. So it looks as if you're sort of walking around with a couple of ski poles in each hand. But it's all about getting every bit of your body moving instead of just stomping along with your legs. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. So it's people often confuse it with trekking. And people very often have seen people trekking, particularly in hilly areas. Nordic walking uses specially designed poles, which by pushing downwards and backwards with them, activates the muscles in the upper body. And you actually use over 90% of the skeletal muscles when you're Nordic walking, which means that you're burning a lot more calories than with ordinary walking. You are releasing neck and shoulder tension. It's brilliant for toning the waist and the upper arms. It's great for reversing effects of things like type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And it also turns you into a four-legged animal. So for those people who are having problems with knees and hips and things like that, it really helps reduce the impact of your weight going through the lower half of your body and makes it much more comfortable. And you find you can walk longer distances without any perceived extra effort.
I was going to say, because lots of people run and jog and so on, don't they? But there's less impact involved in this, isn't there?
Much less impact. So it's much more gentle and kind on your body. But actually, you achieve the same sort of results from as you would from a gentle jog. And in fact, you're working more muscles than you would with jogging, which just works the lower half of the body. With Nordic walking, you're working all sorts of muscles you almost didn't know you had.
Yeah. And just explain, am I right that the podcast came about because you couldn't get out and teach people, so you thought you'd do this?
That's absolutely right. I wasn't allowed to teach and I just thought, how can I possibly get out and reach more people with the health benefits of Nordic walking, of which there are many? And I'd been thinking for a while that we needed to do a podcast, or someone needed to, but because it was really the advent of Zoom and suddenly becoming familiar with Zoom, so I realised it could be done just from my kitchen table rather than having to drive around the country interviewing people. And so I took a big deep breath and stepped right out of my comfort zone. I actually jumped right out of my comfort zone and I thought I'd give it a go. And it's been a really wonderful experience. I've enjoyed connecting with some fascinating people and lovely feedback as well from the listeners. So it's been a really useful, and I've learned a lot from it.
So you did it by talking to people, having guests. You didn't do it by standing and walking in your kitchen and filming yourself.
No, not at all. So I record people on Zoom, and then I edit it and put it out as an audio-only podcast.
Fantastic. Skills you've learned, though.
Absolutely.
It just shows you, anyway. And how many people? You have huge numbers of people who've downloaded, haven't you?
I've had over 10,000 downloads now, so I'm really pleased with that. It's a very niche sport, but hopefully, download by download, we will get the word out there and more people can access this wonderful form of exercise.
So, you're out and about now teaching, aren't you? So it's Clare Castle Country Park, I think, locally, isn't it, you go to?
Yes, it is. So I teach twice a week in Clare, and my colleague Catherine teaches in and around Bury, mostly in Naughton Park. We come under the umbrella of Nordic Walking East Anglia.
Brilliant. And if people want to listen to your podcast, how do they do that?
They can go to their favourite podcast platform and search for Walking On Air, or they can go to walkingonairpodcast.co.uk, and the podcast is there with all of the episodes ready and waiting.
Now, are you going to carry on doing the podcast?
I'm going to carry on for the time being. I've just started series 3. I'm planning on doing probably about another 10 in this series. And then I will see. I keep saying I'm going to stop, and then people contact me with ideas and say, I think you should talk about this. I'd really like to know about that. So it seems to be an ongoing project at the moment. And whilst I'm enjoying it, I shall carry on.
Excellent. It's brilliant. Well, congratulations. Many congratulations for taking that jump and starting this as well. And if people want to find out more about Nordic walking, what was it again? Did you say that you look up?
Well, they can find out more by going to britishnordicwalking.co.uk, or my website is nordicwalkingeastanglia.co.uk, or by listening to my podcast, Walking On Air.
Okay, that's brilliant. Fantastic. I'm sure you'll get loads of people signing up. Thanks for being with us, Mary.
Thank you.
That's Mary Tweed, host of the award-winning Walking On Air podcast. So she was the winner of the Inspiration of the Year category. So go to her website and then you can find the podcast, but you can also find out more about Nordic walking. Walkingonairpodcast.co.uk.